We only have 354 days until the next Christmas. For kids who had received what they wanted last Christmas, Christmas 2015 couldn't come any earlier. So they hope to get even better presents next year. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Well, we probably got the date wrong. It's probably not December 25th when Jesus was born. But that's okay. We want to mark the date when God became man to die on the cross for our sins. In part, we celebrate His presence because we recognize that God has given us the greatest present for Christ to die on the cross for our sins. But many Christians also celebrate a season of Advent leading up to Christmas.
很多人其实很多基督徒也庆祝一个叫降临节，就是希望等待耶稣的来临。
Jesus' coming was long anticipated.
耶稣的来临是我们早就在盼望。
And today we're still awaiting for Jesus to return.
今天我们仍然在等待着耶稣回来。
Yes, he came back 2,000 years ago, but he's coming back in the future.
我们知道他2000多年前来到世上，但是我们知道他也会重回。
We're once again in Advent. We're once again waiting for Jesus to return.
所以我们又到了这个降临节的时候，我们是等待耶稣的重来。
Let me ask you, is there a Christian faith that is apart from the return of Christ? Is there a Christianity without the return of Christ?
我们问你们一个问题，这个我们基督教的这个信仰和耶稣的重回是不是分开的呢？
Is it enough that Jesus died on the cross and rose again for the forgiveness of sins?
如果说耶稣在十字架上的死，然后他复活，饶恕了我们的罪，这是足够的吗？
Is his return critical for the Christian faith?
耶稣重回，是对我们基督教的信仰是一个重要的事情吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是绝对是这样。
The return of Christ is a fundamental truth of Christianity.
基督的重来是我们基督教信仰的一个基础。
If Christ would not return, sin would never be fully conquered.
如果基督不重来的话，我们的这个罪永远都不会被克服。
If Christ does not return, sin and death, tears and sorrow will continue to rule this world.
如果基督没有重来的话，这个罪和死，还有眼泪和悲伤，就会统治这个世界。
If Christ does not return, there will be no justice.
如果基督没有重来的话，就不会有公义。You
see what happened 2,000 years ago did not end on the cross.
你们大家看看，这个是在 2000年之前发生的事情，并没有在十字架上就结束。
When Jesus came for the first time, born of a virgin in a manger, he was destined to suffer and die on the cross for the sins of the world.
当耶稣第一次来的时候，他是在马槽出生的一个婴儿，由童女玛利亚所生。他来的时候是为我们的受苦，然后为了我们的罪死。
On the cross, he accomplished the task of atonement.
在十字架上，他完成他的使命。
But that's not the end of the story.
但是这不是故事的最终结束。If
that was, Jesus could not be the Messiah of the Old Testament.
如果那样的话，耶稣就不会是这个旧约圣经里说的这个弥赛亚。
The word Messiah is a Hebrew word for anointed one.
弥赛亚是一个希伯来的一个词，说叫受膏者。
What they did in the old days was to anoint someone, to put oil on someone's head,
所以说受膏者就是说是膏一个人的意思，就是说把这个油放在某一个人头顶上面。
It's usually to designate this person as for a special purpose, as a priest to serve God or as a king.
通常这是一个仪式来表示要让这个人呢做一个特殊的这个工作，或者是服侍神，或者是做一个王。
The word, the same word in Greek is translated as Christ. So.
同样的这个词在这个希腊文里面就翻译成这个基督。
So when we say that Jesus is the Christ,
所以我们说，当我们说耶稣是基督的时候
，we're saying that he is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the One who is to rule.
我们就虽然说他是弥赛亚，他是这个受膏者，他是一个要来统治世界的。
The Messiah that was told, that was prophesied in the Old Testament, was not only to suffer and die.
这个在旧约圣经里，这个预言到这个弥赛亚，其实不仅仅是一个受苦的一个仆人。
The Messiah is a conquering king.
而是一个战胜的一个得胜的一个君王。
To be Messiah, Jesus must be a king who sits on David's throne forever.
如果是要成为这个真的弥赛亚的话，这个耶稣就像是一个必须像一个王一样，他坐在大卫的宝座上。
He must rule with a rod of iron.
他必须统治世界用一个铁杖。
He must have an everlasting government.
他必须有一个永远长存的一个政府。
You see, the Old Testament picture leaves us with a gap in the understanding of who this Messiah is.
所以你们看到在这个旧约里头，这个给我们一个留下一个印象，就是说这个。弥赛亚到底是一个什么样的一个角色？
How could one person be both the humble suffering servant and yet still be the glorious king, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords?
那怎么可能一个人他可能既可以是一个谦卑、一个卑微的这个服侍的这个仆人，同时又是一个荣耀的君王？
Let's look at some passages written hundreds of years before Jesus came to see who.The Jews expected Jesus to be.
所以我们看一看一些很老的经文，这是犹太人他们对他们的弥赛亚的一个期望。
Isaiah 53:4-6, written about 600 years before Jesus.
在以赛亚这本书在耶稣出生好几百年前写的。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.He was pierced for transgression, he was crushed for iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned each one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以这个以赛亚书53:4-6这么说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负着我们的痛苦，我们却因为他受了责罚，被神击打苦待了。那是他为我们过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他的刑罚，我们得平安；因他的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人罪孽都归他身上。
So clearly in this passage, the Messiah, the one that he's talking about, is someone who's going to suffer, someone who's going to take the sorrows upon himself.
所以这个经文很清楚告诉我们这个。这个弥赛亚他是一个要为我们受苦、为我们受难的一个人。
Psalm 22, written about 1,000 years before Jesus, was quoted by Jesus on the cross.
诗篇22:1-2这么说的。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest.
这个他这么讲，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我偏爱的言语，我的神啊，我白日呼求，你不应允；夜间呼求，并不住声。
Once again, we get a picture of a suffering servant, a person who is groaning, forsaken by God.
所以我们就看到这样一个这样一个受苦受难，但是向神求救的一个。
But then we have other passages such as on Daniel that talked written about 400 years before Christ that shows that there's going to be an everlasting kingdom.
But
In these days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break into pieces all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, and shall stand forever. This Messiah was to be a ruler, one that rules forever. Isaiah, another prophecy out of Isaiah says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So, how could the Messiah fulfill both types of prophecies?
怎么可能一个弥赛亚可以满足这两个完全不同的这个运营呢?
How could the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the King who rules forever, be the same one who is crushed for our sins and forsaken by God?
怎么可能呢？这个万能的神，然后他是同时也是我们永远的天父，而且是和平之子。同样，这个人因为我们的罪孽被压伤，被神所离弃了。Some
Jews proposed a solution that was there was two messiahs, not one.
有一些犹太人他们提出一个解决方案，就是说他们说其实不止一个弥赛亚，有两个。
One represented by the sufferings of Israel, and one to rule over Israel with hope and justice.
一个是代表被为以色列这个受难的一个弥赛亚，另外一个是一个统治以色列，用带给他们希望。
And when you read the Gospels, you get a sense of the disciples' confusion.
当我们读这个福音书的时候，我们常常也看到这个门徒他们的一个困惑。
If Jesus was to be king, how could he die on the cross? Jesus tells his disciples at least three different times that he was going to die and rise again. But the disciples were blinded to that truth. In their minds, they were following the Messiah, the King of the Jews. And Peter was rebuked strongly by Jesus for suggesting that Jesus should skip the cross. But today we know that it is not two messiahs that the Jews were looking for, but there's one Messiah, one Christ. But he will come twice.
但是今天我们知道，其实不是有两个弥赛亚，像这个犹太人他们期望的一样，而是只有一个弥赛亚，一个基督。但是他会来两次。The
first time he came to die for sins.
第一次来，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。The
second time he will come, he will return to judge and to rule.
第二次来说，他会是一个审判，而且统治这个世界。In
today's passage, Peter defends teaching that Jesus will return in power.
在今天的这个经文里头，彼得是要做像耶稣重回的这个辩护一样。In
doing so, he also shows us that the scriptures are trustworthy and his prophecies will come true.
在这过程中，他也向我们显示这个经文是可相信的，而且这个预言是一定会实现的。To
show that the prophecies are true and that Jesus will return, Peter tells us of what he has seen.
为了证明就是这个预言一定是真实的，而且耶稣一定会重回。
Peter, as a disciple, walked with Jesus for 3 years. So he's very aware of the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled during those times.
所以他很清楚这个耶稣要满足这些预言
prophecies that show that Jesus was a suffering servant.
这个预言讲到耶稣是一个受苦的受难的人。
However, when speaking of Jesus' returning power, Peter recalls one incident.
但是在提到耶稣在重回的这个能力的时候 彼得提到了有一个事情
This is Jesus being transfigured, the transfiguration.
那就是耶稣的病相。
In this one event,
在这个事情上,
Jesus becomes, he goes on mountaintop with Peter and two of his, with Peter, James, and John.
耶稣和这个彼得还有雅各还有这个约翰他们一直到山顶上的时候耶稣这个形象完全被改变了
And Jesus, his cloth, his appearance becomes white and shiny
他的衣服变得雪白一样
He was glorious
他有荣光
He spoke with Moses and Elijah
他和这个摩西和以利亚说话
And God speaks from heaven and says, "This is my son whom I'm pleased."
神从天上发出声音来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
In this glimpse of the future of Jesus coming in power, being changed to reveal who he really is.
所以这通过这个事情就我们显示出耶稣他的这个真实的身份。
Jesus shows that he's not just a suffering servant, but also the Messiah. Who will come in glory and in power.
So, this is a suffering servant, and
he is the very Son of God who came in glory. And because Peter saw this glimpse of Jesus in glory, he is confident that Jesus will return in glory and power.
因为彼得他是亲眼见到了耶稣的这个荣光，所以他对耶稣再回来的这个荣耀是确信不疑的。
Jesus' work of atonement was finished at the cross.
耶稣的，sorry.
He died for our sins at the cross.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But the unfolding history will show that Jesus will be seated as judge and king.
但是耶稣有被看成是一个最终的裁判和审判的一个君王。But
Peter is even more confident in the scriptures, indicating that Jesus must return.
彼得在他的经文里更确信这个耶稣一定会重回。
When Peter talks about scriptures, he's talking about Old Testament books of the Bible.
当彼得说这个经文的时候，他实际上是说的是这个旧约的一些经文。
The words of scripture written by the prophets Moses and Samuel and other prophets.
这些经文是由以前的这些先知们，像摩西啊，他们几百年之前。
The people who are used by God to tell the truth of God and to tell about the future.
这是传扬神的信息，也是给我们这个指明未来的、指明将来的事情。And
the role of the prophet is not simply to tell people the future to satisfy some curiosity.
这个先知他们的角色不仅仅是告诉将来发展的事情，告诉让我们这个好奇心得到满足。Prophets
told the future as a way to authenticate their message to say. This is from God. Only God knows and controls the future.
这个先知他们能够预知未来是一个方式，他们可以证实他们这个他们的信息的一个权威性，因为只有神才知道将来是什么。With
the prophecies, there is also a moral message that comes. There's something that they must do. There's a moral mandate from God that comes with the prophecies.
而且这个。 先知们他们这个角色，他们的这个信息呢，都是神给他们，让他们给人们的一种道德上的一个很多方面的。
The prophecies told us the prophets taught us how God expects us to behave. Love God, show mercy, love your neighbors.
甚至告诉我们这个神希望我们怎么样在世上生活。
And in return, the prophecies, the future they tell is either a warning for those people who do not follow the moral teachings or a hope for those who do.
所以这个信息也包括了就是对这个听神的话的我们会有一个希望如果不听神的话呢会有一个最后的审判。
If you do not obey God's moral teachings, you have time to repent.
如果你没有遵从神的教导的话你还有机会来悔罪。
If you are following God's teachings, persevere in doing so.
如果你是
God will reward you.
听从神的教导是坚定不移的神会一定会奖赏你。
Now let's examine the nature of scriptures.
现在我们看一看这个经文的这个本性。
There are three concepts that Peter teaches here.
有三个概念在彼得跟我们提到的。 And
in some ways Peter uses the word prophecy and scriptures interchangeably here.
其实这个地方彼得跟我们用这个预言还有这个经文它是可以互相互换的。
First we know that scripture is not mythology.
所以首先我们要知道这个经文不是一个神话故事。
Some people say that the Bible is good, that Jesus was a good teacher.
有人说这个圣经是好的，耶稣也是一个好的教师。
But the Bible is a myth.
但是圣经是一个神话故事。
The events are not real.
这个事件并不是真正的。
It's simply traditions of men that we teach our children so that they may receive good moral training.
他们只是一个人类的一个传统一样，这样我们可以教我们的小孩子，他们能够理解这些道德的这些教训。
This kind of teaching occurs more frequently than we think.
这种教导实际上经常出现在我们生活中。
If you ever take a class at any secular university or state university,
如果你在这个大学里面修了一些课的话,
that deals with religion or the Bible, they start out the class by dismissing the Bible as myth.
他们经常在这个关于这些这些教这些课程，他们首先就把这个圣经当时做成一个神话一样。
But Peter tells us that the Bible is not some carefully crafted fable. Christ will return.
但是彼得这里清楚地告诉我们，这个圣经绝不是一些人随从乖巧捏造的虚言。
When the Bible records history, it is truth. When it gives us moral standards, they're absolute and from God.
当我们知道这个圣经记录的并不是一个神话故事的时候，它告诉我们不仅仅是一个道德上的一个标准，而且告诉我们是绝对来自于神的。
When it tells us the future events, we know that those prophecies will come true.
当它告诉我们将来会发生事情的时候，我们也知道这个预言是一定会实现的。
Second, the scriptures are lamp in your for our hearts.
第二点的话，这个经文就像一盏灯光，在我们心里头一个。
It gives us hope and direction in dark times.
它在黑暗的时候给我们一个希望和给我们一个方向。
Imagine going on a hike in an unmarked trail in the rim of the Grand Canyon.
就想象大家如果去这个大峡谷的一个小道上去 hiking 的话。
As you walk by the edge of the canyon, you realize some parts of the path are only a few feet wider than your stride.
当你们在那个没有标志的这个小道上走的时候，有时候可能走到这个峡谷的这个边缘上，但是很近的地方。You're
a capable hiker, so that's not a problem.
因为你是很好的这个爬山的，但是你不在乎。But
now it's night time.
但是现在是
Would you consider continuing to hike without a lamp?
你会继续在这个黑暗中继续行走吗?
Probably not.
可能你不会。
Until the sun rises again, a light is critical to illuminate the path.
直到太阳升起来之前的话，可能需要有个光来照你前面的路。
This is what scripture and prophecy does for us.
这也是这个经文和这个预言对我们所做的。
We live in a dark time.
我们生活在一个黑暗的时代。
We live in a world where God is not visible. Where wrongs often seem right. Without the scriptures guiding us, we will be hiking without a lamp. We live in a world that is seemingly without hope. Despite multinational cooperation, we cannot stop wars. One disease after another I conquered, yet death is a certainty. Without prophecy, we have no hope. Without scriptures, we have no hope.
没有经文, 我们就完全没有希望。
Do you lack more direction?
你是不是缺乏这个有时候道德上的一个指导呢?
In the scriptures, God gives us absolute morals to follow.
在这个经文神给我们的经文里头，才给我们一个道德上的一个指导。
Do you lack hope?
你是不是缺少希望呢?
Know that Jesus will return.
你知道耶稣一定会重回。
So this is the time of darkness. Fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以在这个黑暗的时候时代，我们要把我们的眼睛放在耶稣的身上。
Fix our bearing on the light that shines forth on God's word. Heed the Bible's teaching and fix our hope on Him that He is coming soon.
我们要把我们的注意力放在神的话语上，因为圣经的教导，他这样说，我们也相信神的耶稣一定会重来。
Now, Scripture and the interpretation of Scripture is of God and not man's will.
这个经文或者是这个经文的这个解释。
We know that God is the author of scriptures. But it doesn't mean that the Bible fell out of the sky. God uses prophets, apostles, and other human writers to write the exact words He wants us to have.
用信的使徒，还有其他的人,
He uses human language
他用这个人的语言,
with all its difficulties and colors.
用各种这个不同的困难呢，还有不同的色彩。
He uses the personalities and experiences of human authors to give us the scriptures.
他用这个人的经历和人的这个不同的性格来给我们写这个经文。
Now, the difficulty in interpreting scriptures is that some scriptures are hard to understand. Peter later on in this letter says, there are some things in talking about scriptures that in Paul's letters that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do other scriptures.
就是在彼得提到，在这个保罗的一封书信里头提到一段这么说的，说这个信中有些难明白的，那个无学问、不经过的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
So, what two problems? Some scriptures are hard to understand, and then some people twist the words of God for their own interests.
所以有今天我们有两个问题，第一个问题就是说有些经文实在是很难理解的，另外一个问题就是有些人他们曲解
So we need to study the scriptures. When we come across difficult passages, we need to figure out what it's saying. A few tips here. Look at the context of the passage. Ask the question, why does the author put this passage here? How does it relate to the text around it?
我们问为什么作者把这个这段经文放在这里，它和前面的后面的经文有什么关系呢？
Remember, scripture is written in human language.
我们大家知道，这个经文实际上是我们用人类的语言来写的。
And when we talk, we usually have something that connects one sentence to the next, usually.
当我们说话的时候，我们其实通常是前后有一个关联的。
Another tip that could help you as you study Bible is to let the more clear passage of the Bible guide the more difficult ones. Our English Sunday School class is going through a series about the Bible.
在我们英文的主日学，我们学一系列的这个圣经。So we'll do
some of these kind of more tips about how to interpret God's words there.
我们会学习一下我们怎么样来理解解释神的这个话语。But
I do encourage you to study the Bible regularly, so you may know what God is trying to teach you.
但是我要鼓励你们学习神的话语，更每天都有机会学。The
problem of some people, the second problem is that some people twist God's word.
第二个问题，有些人他们曲解神的话语。
And Paul had warned Timothy of false teachers in a similar fashion.
保罗也警告了一些这样的事情。
For time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
保罗在他的书信里有一段这么讲的，说因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且隐耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的淫欲。
But Peter would focus the majority of 2 Peter chapter 2 to tell us about the problem of false teachers.
彼得在他第二章，这个彼得后书第二章的时候，会谈到更多的关于这个假师傅的。So
for now, I would just say we need to know the truth so that we may discern that false teachers.
所以现在来说，我希望强调的是，我们现在要能知道真正的这个教导，所以我们也知道这个错误的教导是不一样的。So
Peter gives us three things about the nature of prophecy.
所以彼得给我们三件事情，关于这个预言的这个特性。
First one, the scripture is not a myth.
首先，这个经文不是一个
It is true. 不是一个神话故事，它是真理，是真实的。 Do you believe it?
你相信这个吗？
Not just intellectually agree with these statements, but if I was to look at your lives,
不仅仅是这个理智上同意也不同意，而且看看你自己的生命生活。
Do you treat the teachings of the Bible as truth and not myth?
你真的把这个圣经上的教导作为是真实的，而不是一个神话吗？
Do you believe that God created us in His image, mankind?
你相信神创造我们是以他的形象创造人吗？
Yes.
是这样。
If I were to interview the people in your life, your classmates, your co-workers, would they say that you treat them as people who are creating God's image?
如果我去问你的同学、你的同事、你的朋友，他们会说你对待他们就像你觉得他们是神的形象所造的人吗？
If the Bible is truth and not myth, then we have a great responsibility to our neighbors.
如果圣经是一个 真实的，不是一个神话，我们对我们的邻居就有一个更大的责任。Do
you believe that you're saved by grace alone and that we're saved to do good works? That's what the Bible teaches us truth.
你相信我们是被神的恩典所拯救的吗？
What good works are evidenced in your life?
你在生命中有什么可以显示这些证据的吗？
The second thing we know from the nature of Scripture is that the Scripture is a lamp for our heart.
第二点，要强调的是这个经文，这个是我们心中的明灯。
Do you pay attention to God's words?
你是不是对神的话语用心呢？
Is God pleased with the way you live your life, your attitudes, your speech, and your conduct?
神对你的生命生活的这个态度，对你生活的这个方式，是不是？Are
they staying on this path that God laid out in Scripture?
你是不是在沿着神给你指引的这条道路上在走呢？
Does God's words change your life?
神的话语是不是改变你的生命呢？
Does it touch your heart?
它是不是触摸你的心灵呢？
The last one, Scripture and interpretations of Scripture are of God, not of men.
第三点，这个 解释经文，是神的，而不是让人的意思来解释经文。
Do you twist God's words especially when God is using those words to remind you to stay on track.
你相信神的话吗? 尤其是神用这话来提醒你在
I found a pattern in my life.
我发现一个在我生命中的一个好像一个规律一样。
That when I willingly choose to sin,
当我主动去选择这个罪的时候,
whether it be anger, lust, pride,
不管是生气或者是情欲或者是骄傲,
I often try to justify myself by saying,
我常常为自己辩解。
It is okay. Everyone sins, and God will always forgive me.
每个人都会, 犯罪, 神总是会饶恕我。
But that's trusting God's promises.
这个实际上是一个对神的话的一个误解。
And in doing so, I betray God's love and grace toward me.
如果这么做的话, 我就是背叛了神的, 爱。
Yes, God will forgive.
不错, 神是会这个,
But sin is never okay. It never satisfies and always leaves pain behind. And when Apostle Paul asked a hypothetical question, should I sin that grace may increase? His answer was, God forbid.
所以这个保罗有一个问问题说你应该是不是应该不断地犯罪这样你的这个
The very work of grace is to increase our good works, not to increase sin.
这个grace,这个真理的话,实际上是要我们增加我们的工作,而不是增加我们的罪。
So be careful not to trust God's word.
所以一定要小心,不要这个曲解神的话语。
Now let's return back to Peter's main argument.
现在我们回到彼得的,
Why is the second coming of Christ so important to us?
为什么耶稣基督的重来对我们来说如此重要呢?
In some ways it is, because all the other prophecies have been fulfilled, and this is only the only thing that's remaining.
其他的很多都预言都已经印证了,但这是一个还没有被印证的。
But why is the second coming of Christ so fundamental to the Christian faith?
那为什么说神的在这个基督的再来是对我们基督教信仰是如此重要的一点呢?
We're living in a world in between.
我们住在一个中间的这个世界。
Jesus has come.
耶稣已经来了。
For those of us who believe, we have been forgiven by God.
对那些我们相信的，我们已经被神所宽恕。
With the Spirit of God in us to guide us.
因为神的圣灵已经会指导我们。
We have eternal life. We're children of God, citizens of heaven, yet we live in a sin-ridden world. Everywhere we turn, God is still behind the scenes. Though we're citizens of heaven, we're not yet home. We abide by the rules of this society and country. Though our sins are forgiven, we continue to sin, and people continue to sin against us. The God who is just is sovereign.
主神是公义的,祂是有主权的。
Yet when we turn the news, we see all kinds of injustice around us.
当我们看新闻的时候,我们看到各种各样的不公义的事情。
Eternal life starts now.
永生的生命从现在就开始。
But physical death looms around the corner.
但是这个肉体的死亡其实就在我们周围。
When Jesus returns,
当耶稣重来的时候,
faith becomes sight.
我们的心灵就可以真正的看见。Hope
is fulfilled.
我们的希望也被满足。He's
coming to claim his kingdom with us as his citizens.
他会来宣告他的国，我们和他会在一起。When
Jesus returns,
当耶稣再来的时候,
God's will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven perfectly.
神的旨意是那地上的同行的天上
Heaven will come to earth
天会来到天国来到会地上来到地上
And as it is proclaimed to the Apostle John in Revelation Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men He will dwell with them and they will be his people and God himself will be them as their God He will wipe away every tear from their eyes and death shall be no more Neither shall there be mourning nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
在启示录里面有这么一段经文，是这么讲的，说看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
So today.For the courage to do what is right in the midst of error.
所以我们需要这个勇气来做正确的事情。
To stand up for truth among false teachers.
为真理而坚持正确的这个，在这个不要被假师傅所迷惑。
Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, author and perfecter of our faith.
让我们把我们的眼光放在耶稣的身上，因为他是我们信心的作者，也是我们的完备的，我们信心完备的。
Let us fix our eyes upon what Jesus did on the cross.
让我们看看耶稣在十字架上我们所做的。
But also, let us fix our eyes on His return to make all things right, all wrongs right.
也让我们看到他会重来，把一切错误的都纠正过来。
This is no fable.
这个不是神话。
It is a sure prophecy from God.
这是神确定无误的。
So let us sing with joy as we look forward to welcome our King.
所以让我们喜悦的来唱这首歌。
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
快乐。
Yeah. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. That earth receive her King. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let us look to the day.Which God's blessings will flow as far as the curse is found.
是这个歌是普世欢腾，救主降临，全地迎接他为王。
Let us look forward to Jesus' return.
让我们期待着耶稣的再来。